You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, the People of 250. In this, the second of a brand new series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, we talk to some of the people behind Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. Today, we're talking with Mr. Mark Belisle, co-chairman of Celebrate's 250's organizing committee. I caught up with Mr. Belisle by telephone from his home office. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dan. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us. Before we begin to talk about the Celebrate 250 committee, I'd like to take a moment to talk a little bit about your background and how you came to be associated with Celebrate 250.
Well, Dan, it's kind of a long story for me. I've been involved in the community as a pastor of a church here in the city, of Grace Covenant Church, and of course that's just made me active in so many different levels, but that's more my profession. But in addition to that, I've always been an avid student of history, of American history, but also just of local history. And a number of years ago, I did my doctoral dissertation on Central Virginia's history, especially the religious history of the area. And so all of that kind of led me to be involved in a number of city events, historically related kinds of ways of serving. I know kind of out of my dissertation, I actually started up the Jefferson Thanksgiving Festival back in 1994, and I've been main organizer of that for a long time, and that celebrates a lot of our local history and a lot of entertaining ways. And then also I was on the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Festival Committee and helped get the annual Holiday Heritage Parade started downtown and served in that. But probably with the city more officially, of my roles have been the chairman of the city's Historic Resources Committee, which this whole mission is to help identify and commemorate and educate the community on local history in different ways. And all of that is sort of what led to, I think, the invitation then by the city council for me to serve on this celebration for this big anniversary.
Well, one thing for sure is that Charlottesville in Central Virginia is the place to be if you're interested in history.
Well, that's so true, and I love being here. I love my city.
Sure. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of the Celebrate 250 committee?
Well, I know that as the anniversary was approaching, the mayor and city council and city manager, they all decided they needed, for such a big event as this big 250th anniversary, needed a real full committee that would focus on it. So they began to put out feelers, invite different people that they thought would have interest and bring good talent to that committee. And so a series of people just invited, and then those who responded said they'd like to serve then were officially appointed by the city council about a little over a year ago.
So the whole process got started about 12 months ago then?
Correct.
So you've been pretty busy. I mean, to Charlottesvillians, the event is really just starting, but you started a long time ago.
Yeah, actually maybe even about a year and a half ago, that's right.
Wow. Now, can you tell us about some of the other people that are on the committee?
Well, besides, there are, of course, some city staff that are super valuable, from city staff officially, Rick Barrick is the main city organizer helping with us in that capacity, and also Councilman Hooja has served on the committee. But in terms of citizen volunteers, I think my co-chairman, Stephen Meeks, he's been extremely important. Stephen Meeks is also president of the Charlottesville Alma Historical Society and brings to this whole process a great mind for what we're needing to make sure we commemorate in this historical anniversary. And then but there's others like Nancy Damon from she's probably best known for directing the Festival of the Book each year, and she's on the committee and also is a great, great asset. There's others like George Benford of Sips Restaurant helps do many other community things. He's also been a great help. Those are just a few that come to mind that are fantastic. But we really got a lot of talented people that are really, I think, making this to be something that's truly top-notch.
That's great. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how the committee's work is funded?
Mainly, first off, let's start with the city. The city set aside some funds out of its budget for this purpose, and then we, as a committee, began to get starting over a year ago to try to seek out corporate sponsors, individual sponsors that would come alongside with us and join with us, and we're still in that process. I mean, we are not yet met our total budget goal, but we're on our way, and it's looking good. But we have we've got a number of some sponsors for the entire anniversary, and we also have been seeking out individual sort of event sponsors for different portions, like the very first event we did at the beginning of January. It was our first night, Virginia, and we partnered with them, and Telos helped with funding some of the laser show and things that we worked together with them, and so anyway, those are things we're doing. Probably our biggest corporate sponsor so far is Charlottesville Gas and Electric, and we look for many more to come, hopefully.
It's great to see local businesses getting involved in an event like this, giving something back to their community.
Yes. I mean, I think the nice thing about these sponsors, too, this is something that identify with our local celebration, our birthday celebration of our city is something that I think it's a win-win for all the sponsors, too. And so any of them might be listening, and we still could, certainly they could contact us, and it'll be a part of this, our program. In fact, our official program is going to be put together here within the next month, and we hope to list all of those. And I think it'll be something, a keepsake people who remember, who is standing with the city in this important anniversary.
Certainly, sure. Now, I see you've created a very smart-looking website for Charlottesville's 250th birthday. What can you tell us about your website?
Well, I hope it's actually the one is that we've been transitioning to is not even fully live yet, but it's the Ivy Group has been working on that for us, and I think it's really going to be great. We felt like it would be perhaps the most important thing we did as a touch point for everybody to go to and find out what's going on, because this whole anniversary, we've decided, our committee last year, that it wouldn't just be one weekend or one week event. It would be a whole year celebration. And so for that to really work, the website really is important. So we have in that website, we'll have just all kinds of links to activities that are happening all year long, every single month, almost every single week of the year. There's some sort of partnered organization or other festival or event that's doing something that's tying into the anniversary. And so it's a place where people can definitely find out also if they want to be a part, or maybe purchase commemorative souvenirs, or just many different things will be available through that website.
Now, I've noticed on the website you have there's a button there that you can click that says follow or follow us or something like that, that allows folks to subscribe by email to all of the updates. And I've subscribed to that myself, and it's very, very informative, and it's fairly handy to get these notices by email, as these events are coming up.
That's great. Yeah, and Jackie Lickman has been our person that's really been in charge to help us try to get things posted there to the website, and she's been doing a great job.
That's great. Now, I'd like to move on to the celebration of Charlottesville's 250th anniversary itself. What are some of the key events that are planned for the next few months?
Well, the next few months, there's one of the things that comes to mind is the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities has put together a lecture series that I think almost every week there's a great topic being addressed by someone of expertise. And I feel, I think it was just last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, we had someone spoke about the Native American presence here before Charlottesville even became a town, and the Monacan Indians, and Charlottesville, we forget today, but it's important that we remember every part of the diverse part of our culture And so we had an excellent lecture last week. There's going to be a speaker, I think Rick Turner, is speaking on a lot of the civil rights history and some of the black history of our community coming up. There's just many, many more. So the Foundation for the Humanities is putting on those lectures that will be happening here in different places downtown. And then there's also, I know, even the Festival of the Book in March is going to have a whole special feature on and it's part of its festival that will tie into the Celebrate 250, some speakers on that topic. And there's just also, I think, going up for these next few months, there's a lot of exhibits starting to be rolled out that will be, people will find display, whether at the, in fact, right now at the Charlottesville Alamo Historical Society downtown, there's a great exhibit on the 200th anniversary, 1962. So a wonderful exhibit there that just shows a lot of how did our community celebrate and remember its history 50 years ago. Great pictures and material there that people could go see. And that's just one of the exhibits that will be, it's available right now, will be kind of and be moved around different places throughout the year. And there's going to be quite a few other exhibits and other places coming out. So those are a lot of the beginning things that are emerging. But really, and there's just other event organizations that are also doing things. So the website will list all of them.
So it sounds like it's very important to keep up with what's going on by visiting the website or subscribing to the email. You mentioned that the Albemarle Historical Society is having an exhibit. Where is that located?
That's right down on Jefferson and Second Street. It is right next to Lee Park. You know, behind the library there is the Historical Society. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend checking that out.
And you happen to know what their hours are?
You know, I personally do not, but I'm sure that if people do a web search, they can find that.
Right.
And Charlottesville Albemarle Historical Society.
Right. And the lecture series you mentioned a moment ago, is that the series that's taking place in the city council chambers at lunchtime?
Correct, yes.
On Tuesdays, I think, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. A lot of stuff going on, and we're just getting started. It's wonderful
to
hear. Now,
that's right.
One of the most published events of the celebration, of course, will take place later this year with the unearthing of the time capsule buried in 1962. What can you tell us about this event?
Well, it is an exciting part of it. It's going to be a part of the, by the way, what we call the Festival of History, which is really our signature event. That's one of two signature events we're doing this year, which are, when we say signature events, they're things that we as the committee are especially ourselves are putting on a brand new thing that just is focused on that we're organizing. And so this Festival of History will start Memorial Day weekend, and it'll go about 9 days. But on Memorial Day weekend, on that Sunday afternoon, is when we are having the unearthing of the time capsule from 1962. We know where it is. We know where the location is, and we're going to have a really nice event. People are going to be coming back who are part of the burial of the capsule 50 years ago. Some of those who were actually there will return, and we'll have a really nice event to dig it up and open it up and find out what's in it. It'll be like Christmas, opening up and seeing what goodies are in there.
That's pretty exciting, because we don't really have an accurate list of what's in it, I understand.
Correct, we do not, so it'll be fun to find out.
Very exciting.
And once we open it up, we are going to then have it on exhibit at the Historical Society for the rest of the year with those contents.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Very nice. Now, I understand that there'll be a big event, or the biggest event of the year, is on November 12th. What can you tell us about that?
Well, maybe before I even say that, I'll say something more about the Festival of History. Again, there's sort of the two signature events. Is first off this one, the Festival of History, 9 days, and that starts Memorial Day weekend, goes through the first weekend of June, and that's going to involve every day some sort of lectures, films, tours of local historical, you know, homes or sites, as well as there will be that culminating weekend of June 2nd and 3rd will be like a living history weekend, which will be open air and around Court Square and Lee Park, and many sort of historical people from the last 200 plus years will be coming back. People can interact with these sort of living history people of famous people from our past. And so all kinds of things for everybody, then from kids to excellent lectures for adults and many other kinds of programming that's going to be a lot of fun. So that unearthing of the capsule is a part of it. So anyway, that's one whole big week of activity there. That's the first signature event. Then the second one will be on November 12th. November 12th is picked, we picked that because that's the actual date that the city was created by law back in 1762. And so when the legislature passed the law creating Charlottesville, it was on that date. So that's why we've decided that would be the date we would have an official ceremony. And so it's a Monday, November 12th. We'll have the governor come to speak. We'll have, you know, a lot of other local officials and dignitaries coming. And it'll be a great program that really marks the official, you know, day. And there will be also a lot of other activities that day as well that are more entertaining. There's, you know, luncheon. There's going to be prayer breakfast for clergy in the morning. There will be all kinds of other things happening. But probably, and this is the one detail that's not absolutely final, is if it's the night before or whenever we're working on the details, so a big evening gala, a big birthday bash gala that will be happening with a lot of the local celebrities, people that are, you know, known, associated with this community. We're hoping to come to be a part of this, and we're going to have just a great event with big celebration with music and performances and food and other different things. And so anyway, we're still working on all the details of that people have to check in with us. But around November 12th, that day and or day or before or something like that is when it's really going to be the sort of the culminating big event of the year.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, will the gala be open to members of the public?
It will. Our plan is to have some, there's going to be some limited things for some various VIPs, but then there's going to be open for the general public as well. There's will be some both parts for both.
Right, I understand. Now, quite a few people, I guess, have already volunteered their time to the project. You talked a little bit about that when we opened. Does your committee still need more volunteers?
Absolutely. We are in need of volunteers, most certainly. We have different things that we need people to help us with, all these events that are rolling out and could use quite a bit of help. So we welcome it, and people could, if they wanted to contact us, they could contact through the website if they'd like, at celebrate250.com. I think that's probably the best way, and we'll plug them in.
And what kind of help do you need? I mean, can people volunteer that don't have any special skills? I mean, you provide the training, whatever they need, or do you need specific kinds of people with specific skills?
We certainly can welcome anyone without any special skills. So, because there are so many different kinds of needs. So, we are, and if someone has areas of expertise, we certainly will use that. Like I myself am actually right now looking for someone with a sort of drama director kind of expertise. We want to put together some little skits, maybe recreate kind of like there was a pageant that took place 50 years ago. We want to maybe do some sort of reprise of that in a modern day sense of it. But maybe, so there's a lot of different things. So like that, we haven't yet found someone to take on that drama. So there's a lot of different expertise like that we would welcome, certainly.
So it sounds like if someone wants to volunteer, you'll find a place for them somewhere.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And any last comments before we go?
Well, I know one of the things maybe I'll just mention that I look forward to probably about this time next month, we should have an official program that will be available that is being printed very shortly here. And I think that's something that I look forward to see people be able to receive, and they'll find it in different places at some of the various partnered festivals throughout the year, and certainly our signature events, but also through the website. And this official program will have a pretty nice narrative of our local history over 250 years, a sweeping overview of all the diverse elements of our community, and photographs, and it'll have a letter in there from the President of the United States, from the governor, from different people, congratulating our city, and just a lot of other information in the schedule of the whole rest of the year once it's printed that people also can follow. So it'll be a nice thing for people might have even as a souvenir to keep, a keepsake. I have one, in fact, from 50 years ago from the 1962 program. So people can look for that.
Wow. And again, the key for our listeners is to stay up to date with what's going on is to tune into your website. And what's the URL for that? We'll also post it with the story, but can you just give it to us here?
For the website is www.celebrate250.com.
Mr. Belisles, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and especially thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you, Dan. It's an exciting year. I feel very privileged to be part of it, and I think it's going to be a really great moment in the memory and for years to come for our community.
I've been talking with Mr. Mark Belisles. He's the co-chairman of the Celebrate 250 Organizing Committee, about his work in preparing for Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. You've been listening to The People of 250, a series about the people behind Charlottesville's 250th anniversary celebration. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.